repart à zéro.
So long, Cinderella. She has left the ball. It's time to wake up and break up with our own self-imposed glass slippers and ceilings. Welcome to Le Chic Speak, the polite woman's guide to self-expression. Every week, your host, Jen Duchenne, and her guests share how to show up unapologetically in life, ask for what you want, and celebrate the worthy woman you already are. So are you ready for your weekly dose? Here is your host, Jen Duchenne.
Well, hello, fabulettes. I'm excited. I'm ready for my weekly dose, and hopefully you are. Another wonderful week. Tuesday. I love Tuesdays. I told you this already. It's a day when you get to choose what you want, which is wonderful. So I hope you're choosing something good. And today we're going to talk a little bit about simplicity, which is an elusive thing. It's one of those things that sounds easy, but is not as easy as it sounds. I mean, after all, how hard can it be to keep to the simple things? I'm just thinking about that song from the Jungle Book, The Simple Things in Life. I know I used to sing it, but I'll spare you because, you know, I don't have a good singing voice. I don't want to break your ears. You know, so often we're conditioned to think of life as being a complex thing. And there's all these things, you know, this long list of things we should do. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty tired of doing the should list because it just doesn't seem to get us anywhere. Just going round and round in circles, just doing that thing, you know, being that little rat on the little wheel, just keep turning and turning, getting things going. And yet there are things one has to do, right? I mean, even if we don't want to do it, we do need to keep pace with what's going on, organize ourselves, clean our homes, or have somebody to clean it, even better. But there's always things that need to be done, even though we want it to be simple, we want it to be easy. So I know it's something many of us think about. I certainly think about it a lot. And I think that's part of the beauty of being involved in design, because there is a simplicity to design. I know for those of you that struggle to put a place together, like how do I do it, what do I do, that can seem very complex. And yet for somebody who does design, it's something really simple. So it's also understanding when you know how to do something, you've done it over and over, yes, absolutely, you can make it simpler, you can find a method. But sometimes you don't need to wait to find your method. Sometimes someone else's method will work fabulously well. Having some of those little tips, you know, those tips that are out there, I know there's a lot of them, but they're not always the ones that we want to use. Or sometimes we're too busy to go and check it out. And that's why I'm very excited about today's show, because my guest has actually written a book, an ebook, about 111 ways that you can simplify your life in the 11 rooms in your home. I didn't even know we had 11 rooms in our home, but that's interesting, right? All those 11s. I love numbers. As you probably know, I'm number obsessed. I think there's messages, codes in numbers. So it's very important. And funnily enough, 11s are a gateway, so it's an entrance to a new thing, and here we are. You have the chance to enter a new space and get some tips about how to organize your home, all those 11 rooms, how to decorate with ease, and how to entertain with ease, all things I love. So I'm very excited to talk about this week's guest, and of course to talk to her so she can share her knowledge and wisdom. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Ronique Gibson, who I call Ronnie. I actually met her on Twitter, so this is very exciting to have her here with us today. So Ronique Gibson, I'm so fancy, Associated AIA, Leeds AP, I don't know what all that means, but she can explain it to us if we need to know. Helps homeowners find decor, organization, do-it-yourself and family lifestyle solutions. It started off as a resource to share ideas. Stage Texture is Ronique Gibson's home design lifestyle service and blog that started in 2009. Today, her site has become a well-sought-after destination for helping homeowners check in daily for help with their homes, do-it-yourself Saturdays, and inspiration to motivate homeowners to beautify and enjoy their homes. So Ronique is the author of 111 Simple Tips for Your Everyday Home, a room-by-room compilation of 11 rooms of your home and how to maximize their decor, organization, and your wallet. Ooh, do we get to organize our wallets? That might be an interesting thing. From color and space-saving tips to entertaining and home staging ideas, this delightful ebook has gorgeous images that home enthusiasts will love to refer to daily. Well, there you go. A book you can refer to daily just to inspire you. So I want to hear more about simplicity, but first let me welcome Roddy.
Hi, Jen. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm excited to hear what you have to say because I have not read your ebook, but I'll probably have to buy it because maybe there's a tip in there that I don't know.
Well, I think that I loved your intro about simplicity because I think any facet of our life, we're all trying to simplify it. But in this fast-paced world, it's almost as if none of us can actually attain simplicity because we're always just trying to keep up with all the information and we're, you know, bombarded with so many resources and everyone saying they can help. But then at the same time, you're like, wait, there's too much going on. I really want to kind of slow down and kind of appreciate what's going on around me. And so what I try to do with the 111 Simple Tips ebook was make a resource that really is like a compilation of my website at stagedetexture.com. I took all of these great tips that I've had over these last 3 years and realized if they could all be in one resource in like a beautiful, you know, magazine-y type format where, you know, if you're interested in, you know, getting your kids' room organized or you're trying to add a inspiring color to your home office, all of these tips would be really simple. You could go read it quickly. It's not like a long read book. It reads more like a coffee table book where you're kind of like, okay, let me just flip to this room today. And you know what? This is a great tip for me just to, you know, find inspiring ideas for 11 different rooms in your home. So that was kind of like where I stemmed the premise for the book.
Mm, that's fabulous. As you were talking, I was actually thinking about what's interesting about simplicity or looking for simplicity or all the stuff that comes to us is that sometimes we have to just shut that all down. Not be constantly on the treadmill, right? We just have to kind of slow it down and stop looking outside. And so having a book like that actually is a good idea because, you know, if you feel like just getting a tip, there you go. You have a tip to kind of smooth your day. But I want you to share something. What stands out to you, like in the book? What's a tip you can share with the readers that you think is important about simplicity?
Let me think. A good one that I like to share is instead of worrying about what interior designers are saying in the latest, you know, magazine or what you saw on the latest, you know, home improvement show, think of what inspires you and your family. I always tell people that your home is the one place that nobody really has any say about. You know, like you don't have to go to work and do what somebody else says, or, you know, once you leave your home, you're, you know, always trying to kind of appeal to the masses. Your home is that one place in life where it's like, I can do what I want. So one tip that I always share is bring ideas into your home from your own life. What inspires you? You know, did you go on a vacation last summer to, you know, Tahiti or even somewhere local? Did you go to a great, you know, garden or park and you were inspired by the green flowers and the blue sky? Well, bring it into your home office. Bring it into your laundry room. Bring it into those spaces where you never really think, you know, this has to be a nice-looking room or a nice-feeling room. I always say bring bits of life into your home and let that inspire you. You don't need a book or you don't even need, you know, anyone outside telling you how to make your home feel good. Sure, it's great to have some tips to flip to every now and then to be able to kind of guide you, but I think we all intuitively have it inside of us of what makes us feel good. And so that's what I kind of share with people is don't get too focused on the rules. Just get more focused on what inspires you and bring it into your home.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good point. Although there's a part of it I want to argue with about.
Okay.
I think it's very true that we can, you know, be inspired and we should be. Everyone's home should be their castle. It should be a reflection of who they are. But certainly sometimes getting a professional help can guide you. I know that. I see that with my clients all the time. They do their own thing and they have their own taste, but sometimes they need to just have it streamlined because, you know, you don't want to have, as much as you say you can have whatever you want and just bring it out and bring out your personality, you really want it to be streamlined and simplified, not look cluttered or overwhelming.
Yeah.
That's, you know, just my point. But I absolutely agree that, and that's a beautiful tip, trust yourself when it comes to what you want to bring into your home and be inspired. We're about to go to a break. That was a fabulous tip to get started. And when we come back, we'll have more tips and more information about living the simple life with my guest, Ronnie. And we'll see you in a few seconds to talk more about 111 ways for your everyday home. And go check us out on Facebook. Okay, we're on the break, so.
Stay with us, and we'll be right back with Le Chic Speak, the polite woman's guide to self-expression, with your host, Jen Duchenne. Le Chic Speak is the Woo Woo Radio Network's resident radio show dedicated to helping women turn on their power and turn up the volume of their voices so you can be seen, heard, appreciated, and celebrated. We'll be right back.
Are you the kind of parent who just wants their kids to live the life of their dreams? Well, grab your kids and join How to Raise a Millionaire Radio with Ann Morgan James and Jack James. It's a lively interview and call-in show, Thursday, 6 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. This dynamic mother and son team are on a mission. They want to empower kids to dream big and go after those dreams with gusto. They want to fill the world with kid entrepreneurs. Are your kids ready for success? Don't miss their fun antics, lively guests, and discussions. For more on Ann and Jack and their show, check out their website, howtoraiseamillionaire.com. Then join the conversation of lively interviews and call-ins, and let's give our kids the tools and encouragements they need to build a future they can bank on, no matter what the economy throws their way. It's How to Raise, Thursdays, 6 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network.
Welcome back to the show. As Queen of Polite and host of Le Chic Speak, Jen shares her wisdom, wit, and world views. She and her guests share how to show up unapologetically in life, ask for what you want, and celebrate the worthy woman you already are. And now, once again, it's Jen Duchenne.
Hello, Fabulettes. Delighted to be back again with my guest, Ronique Gibson. Ronnie.
Hey, Jess.
Confusing. Hey. And I just want to mention to everyone they can find you at, what's your website? Let's just give them your website.
My website is stageatexture.com. It's stageatexture.com. And they can get the ebook at hometipsebook.com. It's like a quick link to be able to get right to ordering the book and seeing what it's about.
Okay, sounds fabulous. So, Fabulettes, we're going to ask Ronnie more. We're going to drill her or grill her. No, we're going to grill it. So, tell me, Ronnie, why did you get involved in this, you know? Start writing these simple tips. Is it because you use it in your home life?
I do. And I think what probably started it was in my life, I've always had what I call quiet chaos, which means in my mind, I think everything runs just smoothly. But in the reality, it really doesn't. And I have three kids. I have two teenagers and a seven-year-old daughter. And I have a full-time job with Stage Texture, but then I also write for other, you know, publications and magazines. And I am a Girl Scout leader. And I have all these things. I'm a wife and I'm a daughter to my, you know, mom. And I have all these things going on. But in my mind, I'm always, like, in this constant, how can I make this easier? There has to be another way to make this easier. So throughout my days, I always kind of go through this little, it's almost like a game show in my head that I'm like, I know there's a way to make this part of my life easier. So as I started Stage Texture back in 2009, every time I have a new post on Stage Texture, it's always on, or the premise is always how to simplify your life, but always how to make your home life easier. And that's kind of my tagline for Stage of Texture, is making your home life easier. And so these tips really stem from every time, you know, there's a lot of people who don't like to paint, for example. You know, they want to change the color of a room, but they're like, the idea of having to bring out the paint rollers and knowing, you know, how much paint to use and what colors to choose, et cetera. Some people absolutely, you know, despise even thinking of it. So I thought, why not take some of these ideas and tips that I've used over the years in my own home and compile them not only in one place, but have it so that, you know, 2 years from now, you can look back and say, you know what, I never got to, you know, organizing my kitchen shelves. Let me go back to, you know, that 111 Simple Tips ebook and flip through there and find some helpful suggestions.
Well, that's fascinating. I think it's fascinating that, you know, you found your passion or your, you know, your passion about life through this. Making life easy is a beautiful thing, right? It's really as important, I think, for many of us, like we talked about. It can be an overwhelming thing to want to simplify. And I love that you were looking for ways to make it easier. How can you find a better way? And it is true. It sounds like you have a lot on your plate. Girl Scout guide. Wow. You didn't mention your husband.
Oh, well,
I hope he's still in there. I hope he's still in the mix.
Well, my husband, Garrick, I've been married to since 2001, and he's my best friend in life. He is the one that actually pushed me from, actually, I'm an associate architect, and I was in a firm for about 13 years. And in 2009, I always had this love for home staging and then just helping people with, you know, beautifying their homes. And my husband actually said, maybe you should start a blog. And I was like, oh, I don't really have time for that. And during this time, this is when the all the home market and everything was going down and construction was going down right at that 2008-09 time. And so I started Stage of Texture as really just a place to compile just helpful tips. And then I started realizing, you know what, I actually am enjoying this. And my husband has been kind of like my cheerleader through all of this because he's been the one to kind of say, you know what, Renique, you need to, like, follow what actually makes you happy. Me going into the 9-to-5 every day was not the most exciting thing. I mean, I enjoy architecture, but the type of work I was doing was not really fulfilling, and I wasn't really helping anyone. I just felt like I was kind of going through the motions of what an architect is supposed to do, but I wasn't really lending help. And so my husband, Garrick, has been a great, like, inspiration to kind of help me, you know, tell me, okay, Renique, I think you should start it. And then once it really started picking up, he was like, okay, see, now we can, like, you know, start other places. So he's the one that, like, helped me with the ebook. He, like, helped me with my site. Like, he's really been
I need to borrow your husband.
I'll loan him to you. I'm sure he won't mind.
You know, I think that's beautiful that you brought up. I mean, he sounds like a wonderful man, and but obviously, you know, you're a wonderful woman, so it's a fabulous combination. But the thing that's interested me here is that what you were saying, that he was the one that got you to move out of, like, being in a boring place. You know, it sounded like kind of boring, and encouraging you to expand yourself. Which is great. I mean, it's wonderful to hear that, you know, and for people to know that it's not always a woman fighting against her husband, but actually often the husband who's out there, or the man in her life who's seeing things that she doesn't see.
Oh, yes, definitely. And I think what a lot of people often forget, and especially women, is that we kind of always feel like, at least in my head, I think we think we need kind of like permission to do things. And what I noticed is that going through the architectural kind of 9-to-5, walking into a firm, you always had to wait for someone to give you instruction. You always had to, like, you know, you never knew 2 months from now what was kind of like down the pipeline. It's kind of like, well, I guess I'll wait for my boss to give me this, or I'll wait for the client to dictate what we do. And so all through those years, I just realized I really hate my job. Like, I just got to a point where I was like, there was no passion. There was nothing that I got up in the morning, like, feeling excited about. So Garrick, my husband, was just like the kind of like the light that said, okay, Renique, we'll do it on the side, see if you like it. And then once I did like it, now, you know, working a 14-hour day doesn't actually seem like work, which is, I think, what everybody would love to do, right? You want to be able to say that, okay, yeah, I'm dog tired, but I loved every minute of what I was doing. And so I think that's where, you know, he really has been like my knight in shining armor and helping me, like, realize that. So it's been great.
Fabulous. That's wonderful to hear. So what's been the best part of being a woman in business at home for yourself?
Repeat that for me, Jen. I think I missed the first part.
So what's been the best part of running your own business, like, at home and having that, being independent?
The best part. I think the best part for me is the freedom. And not just, people think of freedom as meaning no one's telling you what to do. I actually more mean freedom to choose what you do every day and make decisions, but also fail at decisions. What I've noticed is, like, throughout my last 3 years, I've made a lot of mistakes. But those mistakes have always led to something else down the line that was, like, so much better than I probably would have planned it. And what I've noticed, especially about myself, is that I didn't think I was a risk taker, but I noticed that being an entrepreneur, that's just, like, part of the, you know, that's part of the whole thing. If you don't take risks, you won't get anywhere. You'll stay in the same place. So things like me doing the ebook, I'm telling you, Jen, I wanted to do a book for, like, the past 2 years, and I would have all these excuses in my head of, oh, I don't know where I'll find pictures. I don't know where I'll find content. Like, I just had this long list of excuses. And then the same thing with a radio show. I can't remember the name of my radio show. I stopped doing the radio show, actually. Last year, it was Your Weekly Home at Stage Architecture, and I have it on iTunes, and I did it for about 17 episodes, so 17 weeks I did it. And it was a great way for me to kind of, like, reach out to my Stage Architecture readers and form a new audience, But I realized after I did like the 16th show, it was so much work. And not only was it so much work, but it was bringing me away from like where I really was trying to keep my focus. And so I think that's what the best thing about, to get back to your question, the best thing has been, you know, be able to say, okay, maybe this wasn't exactly what I wanted to do, or this was what I wanted to do, but now it's steering me in not the direction I thought, so I'll stop it and try something new. I think that's the best part.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's beautiful, that that idea that, and having that option, like you say, the freedom of really being able to choose what you want, you know, as opposed to, oh, it's not, like, what did you say? I've forgotten. You said so many things about the freedom. It wasn't that you could, you know, not that you can do what you want, but what was it?
The freedom to be able to, like, make mistakes and,
yes,
like, choose what you want to do. You know,
yeah,
after you make the mistake, like, be like, okay, that wasn't exactly what I thought it was going to be, so let me start something else.
Yeah, and that's, I think, is the beautiful thing, that you get to explore, and it's very creative because you explore and then move on. And some jobs, I know that there is that potential, and hopefully more jobs will have that potential. But it really, you know, when you're in a place and you're a creative being, and I think many of us are, and nobody is allowing you to expand that potential. And so in your own, as an entrepreneur, you have that opportunity. And I love that you brought up mistakes, because it really is about, you know, it's about the journey, for me anyway. I think it's you know, trying different things is how we learn and how we discover new things.
And we're
just about to go to a break. And so I just wanted to mention to you all, if you haven't got my free ebook, 3 ways to say no without being pushy or pushover, go over to my website, jenduchene.com, and sign up on the right-hand side for your Polite Power Package, and you'll get your free ebook.
With us for more of Le Chic Speak with your host, Jen Duchene. Jen says our voices are our greatest expression of who we are. They reveal our truth and let our emotions out. So isn't it time you start living your Le Chic Speak? We'll be right back. Do you ever feel like you're the invisible woman? Too polite to be political? Too nice to be real? Tame, even though you really want to be unleashed? Like you're living in a fairy tale without the happy ending? Well, Cinderella has left the ball, and it's time to wake up and break up with our own self-imposed glass slippers and ceilings. Welcome to Le Chic Speak, the polite woman's guide to self-expression, with your host, Jen Duchene. Le Chic Speak is the Woohoo Radio Network's resident radio show dedicated to helping women turn on their power and turn up the volume of their voices so you can be seen, heard, appreciated, and celebrated. Join us on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time for your weekly dose of Le Chic Speak with your host, Jen Duchene, only here on the Woohoo Radio Network.
Why is religion such a thorny issue in our society and the world? And why has religion often become a source to divide people rather than unite? Frank Talk with Dr. Ajaz is a forum for civil dialogue on religion and wellness on TogiNet Radio. Dr. Ajaz Naqvi invites leaders and activists from all walks of life and faith to engage in a civil discussion on religion and current events. Join us for Frank Talk with Dr. Ajaz every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the TogiNet Radio Network.
Welcome back to Le Chic Speak with your host, Jen Duchenne. Jen says our voices are our greatest expression of who we are. They reveal our truth, let our emotions out. When we swallow our words or bite our tongue because we fear retribution or loss of safety and love, we create a silent prison. It's time you start living your Le Chic Speak. And now, once again, here is your host, Jen Duchenne.
Hi, I'm Ronique Gibson from stageofdetecture.com, and we're live on the air with Le Chic Speak with Jen Duchenne.
Beautiful. What a lovely radio voice you have.
Thank you, Jen.
So tell me, I'm curious, what's a great organizing tip?
Let's see. Do you want me just to pick any room?
Yeah, pick any room. Pick a woman's room, you know.
Pick a woman's room. Let's see. Okay, I think one of the best tips for women is for their closets, because let's face it, most women will say that they do not have enough space, even if their closet is the size of a small house. Let's face it, they will always say they don't have enough space. So what I always try to tell people when, especially women, when organizing their closets is try and build shelves and organizing systems that extend all the way up to the ceiling so that you're using vertical space. A lot of women make the mistake of only having kind of like one pole or one, you know, organization system just going across the middle section of their closet, and the real estate on the floor and then the real estate above is forgotten. So vertical space is huge. So I always tell women to, even if you can, you know, go to your local home improvement store and get those really simple racks. Like, it doesn't always have to be built. You can get those organizational racks that you can use, like, in your kitchen or in your other closets that go all the way up to the ceiling. And then I always tell women to go through your items seasonally, meaning in the spring and in the summertime, you know, take all of your winter sweaters and boots and all of that stuff and store it up on the top, very top, where you're not going to have to, you know, access it quickly or, you know, until the next season. And also purge. So many women are holding on to clothes and shoes that they had 4 sizes ago or 10 years ago. And yeah, it's true, it may come back in style, but the reality is it's probably not going to be in the same color, or you're not going to be the same size or something. So purge, purge, mm-hmm. purge. People forget that. And women especially, we don't like to get rid of stuff. So I always say organization is more about the mental clutter than sometimes the physical clutter. So I sometimes tell people, you have to let go. Let it go. If you haven't worn it in, you know, 6-7 months, probably time to either donate it to someone or, you know, give it to charity.
6-7 months. Something. That's not much.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get rid of something I haven't worn in 6 or 7 months.
Well, you know, Jen, it's always funny because there's some women who kind of like hold on to stuff because they say, okay, within this next year, this is like my go-to dress. I know I'm going to either want to wear it at that special occasion, or I'm, you know, working out, so I'm going to be able to fit in it, whatever their excuse is. But then that starts happening for almost like every item in their closet. And before you know it, your whole closet is consisting of stuff that you don't even wear. So that's probably right. My best organization tip.
That's a good one. So there's no room for the new stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. No. I have gotten rid of lots of things, but there's a couple of things I have a hard time getting rid of.
Oh, that's understandable. A few things is okay, Jen.
Well. Anyway, that's a good tip. I should go look at my closet after this show and see what I should get rid of.
Yeah.
It's a good tip. I always think about that, you know, that show they used to have with that couple, I forget, it was on TV, and they used to have this a mirror that was like all the way around, like kind of an arch, and you could see yourself from all sides. and these favorite outfits. They don't look that fabulous when you see them in the mirror from the back. And I need one of those.
Don't we all?
So, yeah. So, okay. So that's a great tip. And I think it's really important to be organized in your home. I'm not that organized, but I do see the value of how it simplifies your life.
Mm. Yeah, it simplifies your life. And it also, what people don't realize is that when you can go to something quickly, it also makes you more efficient when you are trying to get out the house in the morning. When you come home and, you know, if you have the kids and you're having to fix dinner, you know, we always have like this huge, almost like laundry list daily of things we know we need to do. And what I notice is that if you can get your life at home organized, from your home office to your kitchen to your closets to just simple things like, you know, your linen closet, being able to open it up and know that, you know, you can go right to the sheets you need or right to the pillowcases you need. That, just those little few seconds of time, it keeps you on focus in terms of like, okay, you're not keep doing that thing where you keep going to a new room saying, okay, what did I come in here for? You actually can go in there, get what you need, and stay on task. And you'll be surprised like how much better you feel when you've actually been productive throughout the day. And I find that organization keeps you efficient. It keeps you being able to like find stuff instantly, and also just, you know, your mind, I think, stays less like diverted from getting off of, you know, tasks that you originally set out to do when you went into the next room.
That's a good point. Now, I definitely notice that when I have things organized, it's much easier to get to and get on with the task, as opposed to start scrabbling around and then suddenly you're somewhere else and you're 10 steps, you know, behind where you were supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's fabulous. So just, I'm just thinking, you know, I know a lot of women have children. So what is a great tip for, you know, either decorating kids' rooms or organizing them or both?
Let's see. I think one of the best ones for kids' rooms is optimize any kind of hidden storage. And I call hidden storage places in rooms that you don't really think about. So underneath of your bed is great real estate, and especially under kids' beds. I find that so many times a lot of my clients, underneath of their bed, underneath the kids' bed is kind of like a catch-all for just everything. Their stuffed animals, their shoes, there's everything under
the bed. Leftover food.
Exactly. So what I often tell my clients with their kids is that, A, help your kids help themselves. Now, obviously, you know, if they're infants, toddlers, sometimes, you know, you're still obviously having to do all the organization for your kids. But as they start getting older, show them how to be organized, no different than how you would be organized in any other part of your home. So little toy baskets, bins, ones that go up underneath of your bed that you can roll out, that you can put seasonal clothes in for them, for the same thing I said about, you know, women in their closets, really goes for the whole household. You know, put in the winter clothes up underneath the bed, slide it in those bins that can slide in and out of your bed, so that when the kids, you know, need to go into their closet to find, you know, board games or books or whatever, they can go right to it. And keep items lower for children that are able to, you know, put things away. Don't always assume that by having high shelves in a children's room is going to help, you know, them keep organized, because most of the time they can't reach those areas. And if you want to teach children how to organize and how to put things away after they're done, they need to be able to see you do it first and then them mimic, you know, what you do. And so I find that kids' organization in their rooms isn't as hard as a lot of people think. It's just kind of like, think like a child, if you will. So kind of get down to their level and have the pull-out areas that they can put in their own toys. Have little zones in their room. Maybe they have a play area where all the little action figures and toys go, but then maybe have another area that's kind of a quiet zone where they can have like a few bing bags or something on the floor or a little chair and table for them to sit in, and then have a sleeping area. I've noticed sometimes a lot of parents forget that in the kids' room, they need a place to unwind too. So, you know, if the bed with a little, you know, table lamp or a wall lamp that they can, you know, read at night to be able to kind of unwind, it kind of helps to make their room into different zones so that they can have, you know, clear set areas that they know in this area I can be kind of wild and throw my stuff around, but then right next to it are the little cubbies that after we're done, we have to put everything away. So that kind of helps.
Mm, that's a fabulous point, is thinking about the children's room from their point of view. We just have a minute or two to go to the break, but I totally think that, and I love that idea that teaching them how to do it by showing them first is a great tool. Too bad I didn't know that. But actually, my daughter is very organized. She organizes me. She's fabulous.
Oh, so, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, you've got to get out there and tell people. They have to be showing their kids. And I love the idea that the kids, of course, to me, it's like their own little chic cocoon. The kid has to have their own little space to, to relax into. So that's beautiful. So, we have 1 minute before the break. So did you have a quick tip about organizing kids as far as outside, you know, when they come home? Or
A mud room or an area in, like, your laundry room or utility area where they can hang their backpacks, put shoes, and even a bench where they can sit down and take off muddy shoes is essential. That will help the rest of your house stay clutter and dirt free.
Yay for clutter and dirt free, huh?
Exactly.
Don't let it go in.
exactly.
Okay, so we're about to go for a break. When we come on the other side, Ronnie will be here for one last section to tell us a few more tips and something about her book and her new adventure.
Okay.
Stay with us for more of Le Chic Speak, the Polite Woman's Guide to Self-Expression, with your host, Jen Duchenne. Every week, Jen and her guests share how to show up unapologetically in life and celebrate the worthy woman you already are. So stay tuned, because we'll be right back.
Fascinated by the stories behind the stories, the people behind their masks, the truth about people's failures and redemptions in both their business and personal lives, then Off the Record Secrets Of with host Judy Schreiner is for you. It's people's secrets that make them interesting, but very few folks are willing to reveal them unless they trust that their information will be treated with accuracy, fairness, and respect. People have been entrusting their secrets to longtime business journalist Judy Schreiner for the last 25 years. And now she's bringing her expertise and impressive contact list to Rockstar Radio Network. Tune in and call in as host Judy Schreiner talks to guests off the record as they reveal new secrets each Tuesday at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central.
Have you heard? The pages of American Patchwork and Quilting magazine come to life on our new weekly online radio show, American Patchwork and Quilting. Join Pat Sloan, our blogging and quilt designer host, as she talks about the latest trends, ideas, and inspirations. Her guests include quilt pattern designers, authors, quilt shop owners, and our editors. All quilters, just like you. Call in with your questions. Get quilting tips from industry experts. Learn about free patterns. Hear behind-the-scenes stories from our magazines, American Patchwork and Quilting, Quilt Sampler, and Quilts and More. Get the scoop on free stuff. And find out more about the best independent quilt shops in North America. To listen to a live show, tune in Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Just log on to allpeoplequilt.com/radio. Patchwork and Quilting Radio. We hope you'll join us because we know that quilting changes everything.
Welcome back to Le Chic Speak with your host, Jen Duchesne. Jen shares her wit, wisdom, and world views in an engaging, ebullient way. She shows you how to break that silent prison you've created for yourself by swallowing your words and biting your tongue because we fear retribution or loss. It's time you start living your Le Chic Speak. Once again, here's your host, Jen Duchesne.
Hello, fabulous. Excited to be back. And it's the last segment, which is always amazing how quickly the time goes when you're having fun. So, Ronnie.
Yes.
You're still there. For a moment, yes, I was like, oh, there's no one there but me. I'll just have
no,
to talk
I'm still
more.
Here. No, I'm still
good.
Here.
Good, good. So, those are such fabulous tips, and I know we can't go through 111 in such a short amount of time, but if you can just let everyone know, the listeners, where they can find your book, just give them a quick
Sure. Admit
your book. And
yep, they can find the 111 Simple Tips ebook at hometipsebook.com, and that's just a quick link to be able to send you right to the site. The book is actually $11, coincidentally, no, not coincidentally. All of the numbers are 11, are 111, as you saw, Jen, and you pointed out from the beginning, because I felt like it's, you know, kind of like a gateway into just new beginnings for me, and, you know, this was my first book, so I kind of wanted a way to kind of signify all of the different kind of new beginnings, but also new beginnings for people who are trying to beautify and organize their home. So they can go to hometipsebook.com to purchase the book. And I actually have a BOGO, or buy one, get one free offer. If your listeners go and purchase a book, then I'll actually send them a free copy of the book afterwards so that they could send it to a friend or, you know, keep one for later on to forward to someone else. I think they make great gifts. It's always nice to be able to send stuff electronically when you don't have to worry about mail and when it's going to get there. So I just want to let everyone know, if they purchase a book on the hometipsebook.com, then afterwards I will send them a free link for a free copy.
Well, that's fabulous. A BOGO, huh? Interesting. All these expressions that come up. Really fun. BOGO. So instead of a pogo stick, you got a BOGO book. Fabulous.
Yeah.
I love it. So I was just thinking, before we come to an end, I need to ask you a question. I have to think about it because I don't know what the question is.
Oh, okay.
Now, I wanted to find out a little bit more about, like, do you... So how do you feel about expressing yourself as a woman? You know, do you ever hold yourself back? You know, are you always nice, or do you say what you think?
I think in my younger years, I was actually more outgoing than I am as an adult, which is odd to me, because I think growing up, I grew up in Colorado, me and my sister, and we were the very much minority at our school. So we were like two African American girls in probably a 99% Caucasian demographic.
That must have been scary.
And to be honest with you, we were just like kind of like in our own world. Like, we were always kind of like outgoing, and we were very popular at school. We melded in great. And so I think as the years went on, we kind of got used to being liked by everyone, if you will. And then once I graduated high school and I went to college, I actually went to Tuskegee University, which is a historically black college. And so it was almost like a reversal of my life, if you will. And so now, you know, it was like 99% African American community. And so it was kind of like a culture shock for me, which I think people are always kind of taken back to hear, because I actually, I think, reclused, if you will, a little more into myself during my college years. But I also learned more about myself, my culture and my community, and learning about architecture. It was just like a great experience to actually go to a historically black college. So, make a long story.
I was just going to say, plus you got both sides, which is very interesting,
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think as I've gotten older, I've had to really kind of take a look at myself and say, okay, Ronique, how is it that you can now, you know, step into your own self? You know, when you were young, you were outgoing. When you were in college, you were kind of like more into your own self, into a little cocoon, if you will. So now I'm kind of like trying to bring out myself, and I think Stage Detector has helped me do it. I think that I've been able to kind of come full circle, if you will, to be able to figure out, okay, no longer am I, you know, being told what to do each day. You're kind of making your own path. And, you know, the great thing about social media is that it helps you, you can see through, like, how people are through social media. And so I think you kind of put yourself, you know, out there when you, you know, you expose everything, your family and everything else. And so I think it's been a great experience to be able to kind of come full circle.
Oh, yeah, no, totally. Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's wonderful. I love that. So why don't you share with us what you're up to these days with your new exciting adventure with your husband and your friend?
Definitely. It's really quick. It actually is a new site that we all just started. It's called Revamp and Associates, and it's R-E-V-A.
Ooh, love the name.
It's REVAMPANDASSOCIATES. And what it is a real estate pro virtual assistance design site. So what we've done is my husband is a graphic artist, and he's also into social media. He builds websites. And then I have a friend, Nikki Lewis, who is also, she is totally into virtual assistants for realtors. And I've been doing blogging for realtors. I have a few realtor clients. And so we all paired up and realized that real estate professionals have so much to do. And if we could take some of the burden off of their hands, and our little tagline is, we make real estate pros rock. And by rock, we mean social media, blogging, administration, virtual assistants. So this is our venture. While it's new to the world, we've all been doing our own individual parts for years. So we think it's like a great opportunity to help real estate professionals.
That sounds very exciting. I think I love the idea that you've put together a different kind of package that really encompasses the whole energy around staging, or, you know, getting your home ready for sale, or moving into a home.
Exactly.
All the things that go together with that, which is really important, I think.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is. And I think a lot of realtors, they have so much on their plate, and they're always still trying to help their clients, you know, sell or buy a new home. And they don't always have time to do the blogging and the social media and listings and listing management. Yeah, exactly. We all need help. We all need help, right? So that's what is behind Revamp and Associates.
Okay. Sounds beautiful. Well, it's been a total pleasure having you here. Keep going on and on so I could hear more. Sounds like you're doing exciting things. I love it. And thank you for sharing your beautiful tips. And everyone, you can find Ronique Gibson at Stage. Say it for me. Stage Detector.
Stage Detector. It's stage just detector. Like staging and architecture. So Stage Detector.
There you go. .com. And you're also on Facebook with the same name. And go and buy her book if you're interested in simplifying your life. And I'll see you on the other side, Ronnie.
Thank you, Jen. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
So, Fabulettes, there you have it. If you want to simplify your life, all you need is a book. Well, actually, you need the book and then you need to go and do it. I'm just being facetious because it's fun. But I know it's a lot more involved. Getting simple is a lot of work. Just like being organic, you know, wanting to eat good, simple food, it's a lot more effort that is involved in making that happen. We're almost out of time. I just wanted to invite you to consider what one thing you can do today, maybe something you heard right here on the show. Maybe you can go off and get Ronique's book, which is a great deal. But what is the one thing you can do today to begin your journey to simplify even more? If you feel like there's an area in your life that feels cluttered, I invite you to explore how you can start the simple step. Don't go too crazy. Just do it one thing at a time, like I say, one drawer at a time or one corner at a time, and not the whole thing, because it takes a heck of a lot of work getting it all back. Throw it all back in the place because you can't get it done. And I just want to remind you that if you haven't read my book, Le Chic Cocoon, it's out there on Amazon. So pick up your copy because, you know, I think a woman needs her own space. It really is important. And that'll help you come to terms with who you are and know that you are much loved, thinking of you and hoping you're finding your way to expressing yourself in your own space, in your chic cocoon, in your life, in organizing your little areas so that you feel good about yourself, simplifying your life so you're actually doing the things you love to do. Come over onto the Facebook page and share your opinions at the Polite Woman's Guide, which is on Facebook. And just breathe out into the beauty that life is and know that whatever you're doing, it's all good. And I'll see you again next week. Looking forward to it. So, and you can go check out my website, jenduchene.com, and pick up your free ebook, 3 Ways to Say No Without Being Pushy or a Pushover.
Thanks so much for listening to Le Chic Speak. We hope you'll join us every week at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time as Jen shares her wit, wisdom, and worldviews in an engaging, ebullient way. In her own words, Jen says, our voices are the greatest expression of who we are. So is it a time you started living your Le Chic Speak? Jen Duchene and Le Chic Speak are only here on the Woo Woo Radio Network.